Welcome to My Skeptical Sister.
I'm Megan, the skeptical one.
I'm Erin, the believer. I'm not grumpy.
Good. I don't mean to call your mood.
Megan just said, why are you grumpy? Oh my God, I'm not grumpy.
Well, I said, I have this like nice, I mean, this is the perfect scenery. We're yeah. here. We've got the doors open. It's a beautiful spring night.
Yeah. Spring break night.
Spring, even better. Yeah. Don't have to work in the morning. I mean, we're moms, so there's never no work, but.
Yeah. I've woken up like before 7 every day since Friday. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Same here. Yeah. It's awful. But anyway, and I have this perfect little blanket. It's just about, you know, like maybe about 5 or 6 inches too short. Otherwise, it would cover my whole legs and my feet. And I mentioned it to Erin. She was like, I made it for a baby.
I didn't say it like that. Mm-hmm. You said this would be the perfect blanket if it was a little longer. And I said, well, it's a baby blanket.
I made it for a baby.
I made it for a baby.
I said, okay. And then she got real quiet, like iced me out. And then I realized we were doing our silent We have to do that every time for Rue, right. So she can take out all the sounds.
That's right. Behind the scenes, Rue asked us to be quiet for 6 seconds. I was just following orders.
But, you know, it's good to check in. It's good to make sure, like, you didn't say something that maybe she was insecure about how long she made the blanket back then. You know, and all of a sudden you've triggered some sort of, you know, bearing down emotion.
That blanket's perfect, and I know it.
It is. It'd be even more perfect if it were just a little longer.
All right, now I'm pissed.
I knew she was pissed. Uh-huh. If I could dig a little deeper, I'd get her there.
I'm not pissed. It's fine. Oh, goodness. How was your day?
Oh, full of the zoo. Fun. So, you know, that's always about as good as it always is.
Sure. I did the classic... I did something I didn't want to do to avoid something I didn't want to do even more.
Yep. I know that all too well. What are the things you didn't want to do that you ended up doing?
I didn't want to work on my rank change because it turns out my next part is an actual legit research paper where I need 4 sources.
I actually like reading or doing research papers. Oh,
then you do it.
Yeah, I could do it for you. If you will come over and clean all of the closets out of my...
I would 1,000% do that. I'm not even kidding.
Do that for you.
Unless you're working on my board, in which case, I would never.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just thinking. Like, oh my gosh, this is on. We've recorded this.
No, we would never. We're 100% kidding.
It was a joke. And even if it's not, good luck proving it.
Right.
Because she's my ride or die. And if I'm doing this for her, she's definitely not going to throw me under the bus.
Oh my gosh, boy. That would really solve everything. I haven't written a research paper like since college, and even then, I usually skated out of it. I need an annotated bibliography.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't like doing all that stuff, but I can do it. I can get through it. Like, internet has made things a lot easier for so many things. Just find that, I think it's like OWL, O-W-L.
Oh, okay.
Website. You just put it in there, and it'll turn into an annotated bibliography. It's easy.
Okay, but I just need to find the credited source. This is what makes me mad. I could write that paper right now, and it'd be perfect, except for... I don't have any resources, but I know everything I'm going to say, and it's perfect.
Well, typically with a research paper, you do have to do some research.
That's fine. It's just so stupid. I already have it in my brain.
I mean, I'm just saying, come over and do some work on some closets.
I'm just saying, if you find me at your house tomorrow, feeling extra cleany, because that's what I did today, swept and mopped. Well, I didn't mop.
Okay, come on now. Let's get real.
I swept. I cleaned the bathrooms. I cleaned the mirrors.
Nice.
I did something else.
I'm sure.
All the laundry. Oh, my gosh.
Hello. All of those things that needed to happen.
Yes. I did so much today. And I opened my computer and I read what was next and thought, ew, I don't want to do that.
Ew, I'm not doing that. I'll wait till Megan does that for me.
Exactly. That's right.
Lovely.
So I don't really have a lot to talk about. Do you?
No, I don't. I mean, I really.
Did anything scary happen at the zoo? Any hauntings?
Yeah, something really scary happened at the zoo. My child, I posted it on our Facebook page, turned into like a little zombie every time I took a picture of her. And it came out of nowhere. Like the first 3 pictures were very normal, smiling, happy to be there. And then like out of nowhere, the next one, maybe it was now that I'm putting it together. It was under a big shark, So maybe that's where it came from. Like, oh, her inner sharkness came out. But as I'm taking the picture, she like makes direct eye contact with me. Her eyes narrow.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what are we doing here? And then she like starts taking off running. But I just keep snapping. And so I have the funniest pictures of her. And then from then on, I guess, you know, she is my child. As soon as she got the right reaction of me dying laughing, it was like, oh, that's funny. Then I'll do it every time. So every picture I took from then on out, she would attack me. At one point, I'm recording it and she smacks the phone out of my hand. She did that several times over and over again, but it was so jarring. It was so funny. I laughed every time and thought, this is just reinforcing a behavior I don't want, but yeah. I can't help it because she is hilarious.
I hated that picture that you posted because she looked so old.
Terrifying. Oh, yeah. She
Her little legs don't look so little. She looks so long. Like, suddenly she's tall.
I know. She's growing up. And, oh, my gosh. That stage of, like, terrifying, that's only going to be cute for a while.
Yeah. Soon she's going to be taller than us. And then it will be terrifying. It won't take much longer.
I mean, I would just think it's so funny if she becomes, like, a super, like, super chill accountant. Because...
There's not a chance in hell.
Oh my gosh. In my mind, I'm like, what is she going to be? She's going to be on a stage somewhere.
Yeah.
Surely she's going to be a comedian. That's what I keep thinking.
But don't put her in child acting. Have you seen that crazy documentary?
No, what's going on? I keep hearing like a buzz about it.
Oh my gosh. I started
with Nickelodeon.
Yes. Uh-oh. All the shows I watched as a kid, like all that. Well, it was a little bit after my time. Like, it started with All That and The Amanda Show, which I definitely watched as a kid.
Okay.
But then I was, like, in high school when all the other shows became an issue. But, like...
Now, tell me, was it, like, the kid actors just kind of had free reign, or they did...
No, they were, like, predators on set.
No.
It was awful. Like, first of all, Dan Schneider is, like, the king of Nickelodeon, pretty much. I don't know why I want to say McDonald's every time I say Nickelodeon, but I did it like seven times. I'm like, Kevin, you want to watch that Nickelodeon? You want to watch that McDonald's documentary?
It's like your brain can't handle that your sweet Nickelodeon has done anything wrong.
Yeah, or they're both like kind of like in your face.
Yeah.
Obnoxious to me a little bit.
Yep.
And so there you go. They're the same thing to me.
So what did Dan Schwartz do? Who's this guy? What's his name?
Dan Schneider was a writer, and he like, first of all, now it doesn't seem, I don't think he was like 100% above board appropriate with kids. Actually, no.
Well, then you know what?
I'm taking out. Yeah.
Then you are not at all.
Exactly. And the more I think about it, because he just would put jokes that were like
risque or something.
Incredibly, I mean, not even like, oh, I wonder. No, they're like gross.
Ew.
And I'm like, oh my, like Penelope has watched all of those shows and it's just going on in the background and I do not.
You didn't tune into it?
No, because it's on Nickelodeon. So you're like, I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, gosh.
They're horrible. They're so gross. I told her, I'm like, you're not allowed to watch Cat and Sam or whatever those shows are.
Yeah.
You're done with those shows. She was like, okay. I'm like, you can watch Disney because I do.
As have of watched, now.
I'm tuning in more. But
yeah, let me watch horrible. Next week and I'll let you know if you can. Wow.
I know. They're awful. But like, so then he was gross and writing jokes and horrible to women. Like he hired two female writers and... was like, well, you're hired, but you all have to split a salary.
What?
He had several men writers. They didn't have to split a salary.
Well, of course not.
Then he was horrible to them. Like, would say things, I mean, to the mildest. Yeah, to the women. To the mildest thing, he was like, well, women aren't funny, so we can't pay them as much. Fuck you, Dan Schneider. But
he needs his throat punched.
And that's the mildest thing he did. Like, he was disgusting. And then... they had three.
What does this guy look like? I got to look him up. Oh. It's kind of like when somebody like runs you, like, you know.
He's exactly what you want him to look like in your brain right now when you're like, I hope he sucks. Yeah, he does. He is not winning him over with his personality. Schneider.
See, I could care less about this guy. I don't even know his name.
Yeah.
Dan Schneider? Oh, look, Dan just pops up. Oh, my God. See, now why do the douchebags always look so like... this guy has the nerve to be...
yeah, right?
Like, what? That doesn't even make sense.
I know. Ugh.
Ew. Okay, if you don't know who he is, like that guy? That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Is a dick. Like if that guy were a dick to me...
the Wish version of Jack Black.
Oh, if that. I mean, I mean,
Wish version. Like he looks like the crap version.
Yeah, I mean, that's like way bad. But Yeah. Oh my gosh. If that guy were addicted to me, that would like make me laugh, right?
Like, they'd be like, you, okay. Oh, you.
Except
you
he got are. To be like the most powerful person in Nickelodeon. Everything he touched like turned to gold. And so everybody at Nickelodeon was like, I'm sure it's fine. No, it's not fine. Mm-mm. He was not okay. Well, then there were three different like sex offenders hired.
What?
One of them was very, very, very bad. Like, they were all bad.
Must have been. Your voice got really high on
oh
that.
Oh my gosh. Days. It was crazy. Like, I started watching the show and then Kevin came in about halfway through the first episode. And so I was like, well, he's probably not even paying attention.
Right.
I tried to watch the second episode without him and he was like, are you watching that show without me? I'm like, I didn't know you were invested. He's like, I'm definitely invested. This is crazy.
Wow.
So we watched the whole, I mean, it was nuts.
Man, I'll have to watch that. It's on Netflix?
It's on Max.
Ooh.
Quiet on set. Oh, it's horrible.
Max, they always do the best documentaries.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, go in with your guard up because
shit's about to get real. Ellie's whatever. Like, Ellie's I'll like, show you.
This is making me uncomfortable. I'm gonna shape this bed as loud as possible.
You got this, girl.
Anyways. Oh, well, we've been talking for 12 minutes. We have two short stories.
Let's see. What did we do? We went to church. That was horrible. Can't talk about that.
Oh my gosh, that was horrible.
What did we do Saturday night?
I just found our Easter egg. Yes, I just found the last real egg. That's Monday night.
Real egg?
Real egg.
Oh, those get stinky.
I know.
Where is it? I don't see it's it. Hold on. Don't tell me.
Oh.
It's so fun.
I don't know if you can see it from here.
Is it in that?
It's in Monte Dew.
It's in Monte Dew.
That's my Monstera for anybody.
Monte Dew would have gotten so stinky.
Oh my gosh. Maybe it'd be good fertilizer, but yeah, no. I don't know if there's any more fake eggs, but I was like, we have 17 out of 18 eggs, and we've all been joking about it, but I'm like, well, maybe Ellie ate it. Like, I don't know which one it was. I don't know where it's at. Nope, found it.
Nice. Very nice. Do your big girls still do?
Yeah.
Do they still go look?
Yes, and they're both still very competitive about it. Like, this is creepy. I got a creepy story for you.
Okay, let me hear it.
On Easter, I was in charge of the roast this year.
Oh, that is very scary. I'm just kidding. It was actually the best roast I've ever had in my life.
Oh, thank you.
It really was, Aaron. Like, it was crispy on the outside and perfect on the inside.
I told Kevin this. I said, Megan just said it was the best roast she's ever had. And he was like, I would absolutely agree with that. I said, I know. Yes. My family, it's good flavor, but it's so dry sometimes.
So and dry. He's like beef jerky.
He's like, it is so dry. I can't. Eat it. Like, he's like, I don't know why you all make it that dry. Like,
because that's how our mom made it for so many years.
It is so dry.
It's the best roast in the world because that's how mom made it. But really, it wasn't very good roast.
It's really, the flavor's good, but you like have to eat it while drinking something.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, or else you'll die.
You have no spit left in your mouth to get it down your gullet. Like, it is so dry.
I did look over at our other sister, though, who's not used to eating roast like that. And she hardly, like, she had cut hers up and, like, tried to cut off every red piece and only ate the outside of it. And I was like, oh, bless her heart.
Oh.
She's never been taught that this is good roast.
This is good meat.
Yeah, that's really good. That's how meat is supposed to taste.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So, anyways, I was really concerned about the timing because you have to like sear it and then we're supposed to get to almost room temperature before you start it. Mm-hmm. And then you have to sear it and then you have to put it in for a high temp and then lower it.
Huge process.
Lots of stuff. And church started at 10 a.m. Mm. So like one time a year, I got to go to that church. So I'm like, okay, we're late every year for Easter. I'm like, we're not going to be. So at 6 o'clock, basically, I woke up. Well, about 6:40.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up and I thought, okay, I'm going to go. Just set it out so it can start warming up.
Uh-huh.
And I'll start my coffee and then it'll be fine. Like that'll give me so much time before the egg hunt and everything. So I go and I start the coffee and it's pitch black in my house.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I hear
knocking.
What is that? And then I'm really quiet for a minute and then like I go, hello? And I hear Nora go, I can hear you out there. I was like, from behind their door. I was like, what? What are you doing? They said, I don't know if I'm allowed to come out yet. The eggs are out. I was like, oh my gosh. I opened the door and I guess because they knew I already sounded scared.
Right.
Standing in the weirdest position.
Oh my gosh.
Like staring
Nora. In the dark with the light from their creepy LED. Lights behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah, glowing from behind. I was like, what are you doing?
Said, it's Easter. It's the Lord's Day.
Said, I can't come out
yet. Scare me on the Lord's Day.
I can't come out yet. The eggs are everywhere, but I'm awake. I've been awake. I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, go wake up your sisters. Really? I can wake them up? I'm like, yes, you big nerd. You're 11.
It's so cute.
Calm down. But then,
I love that.
Then they woke up. Penelope, who's like already there. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm so for it. Sophie's like, I am so tired. But as soon as I was like, here are your bags. Nope. Lights are on. They are getting every egg.
Wow.
Sophie's fully invested. Nora's fully invested. Penelope, of course, is going nuts.
Uh-huh.
Except for that egg that we had been
there
missing.
There you go.
It is now late Monday. Monday at 10:06 p.m. And we are just now finding the last real egg. So.
You going to eat that egg?
Yeah. A little salt, a little pepper. But right. Great.
Nothing. I mean, you got stomachs of steel. We've been eating that hard-ass roast our whole life.
It's conditioned us.
Okay, I think you gave me... No, you read last week.
I did.
You read everything last week. So you did all the work last week. I'll let you pick. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Well, I always want to go first.
Well, then go for it. You did all the hard lifting last week, so you can pick.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
We should put a little more effort in this blanket, but it'll be fine.
Such a turd. Okay, I looked in our spam mail. That was a very good suggestion.
Uh-huh. Who came up with that idea?
Megan said, go look in our spam. We haven't looked in there. And I caught it just in time before it disappeared. So, Lacey, you're probably like, girl, why haven't you been reading my story?
Yeah, and if you also have turned in a story and we haven't read it, it might be in spam. And after so long, they get like flushed out.
They think that we don't care, and we care.
We do care. We do.
The problem is our glorious website that we love so much that has a spot for you to write in has a spot for anybody who's trying to sell us anything to also write in.
Also, I noticed, because as I was going through some of that spam, I noticed they really send us a lot about not drinking anymore. It's like, research now shows that it's healthier to give up. And I'm like, oh,
ew.
Yeah, that is definitely where that belongs.
That is spam.
In the spam.
Lacey would never.
Never. Sorry, we like threw you in there with the horrible, sad emails.
Sober.
I'm kidding. If you don't drink, good for you. And that's wonderful. And someday I hope to get there.
Really?
But it will, someday that'd be nice. I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, we can work on it. If you really want it, your goal.
I don't really ever want to be, but wouldn't it be nice to be like, oh, no, I don't drink. And then be happy with yourself.
I can't answer that question.
I know. Me either. It's like comical. But it's not. People do it. And it's wonderful. And that's good for them.
Right. Yeah. I bet they're skinnier, too.
That's what I'm saying. All the healthier all around.
I know. It's true. It'd be great. But you know what? I'm chubby and it's fine.
Right. I don't really care.
I don't really care.
It would just be nice to say it. For like for the sheer shock of like, wow, she doesn't drink. That's interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Listen, if it ever becomes your actual goal, then let me know for real and I'll work on it.
No, girl, you know I
won't. Okay. Okay. I just don't want to enable if you're like, no, I'd love to actually be sober.
Oh, no. You know me. I'd have no problem being like, sorry, peace out. I'm out.
Yeah, you're the one who broke it after day one in February.
Yes, see? I like to throw it out there from time to time. I never follow through.
I was at trivia. I'm like, oh, fine. I will be sober. I think I ordered a water and then it came a message. Well, that didn't last long.
And I showed her a picture of a beer.
Goodness. Okay, anyways, here we go. This is from Lacey. Hey, girls. I finally have another story to write in.
I'm so glad.
I know. I thought of Erin immediately and think she will love it.
Nice.
We moved into our house a couple years ago. The closet in our bedroom has double doors that have always popped open when I try to fully shut them.
Hmm.
Growing up, my mom would tell us that, yes, there are monsters in the closet. But we didn't need to worry about them. They only come out late at night while we're sleeping. As long as we were in bed sleeping, when they woke up, they would leave us alone.
That mom is genius.
She's like, you better stay in bed because they will eat you if you're not. As you can imagine, I am still uncomfortable with an open closet door while I sleep.
Oh my gosh.
This closet has always been especially creepy to me, and it's only about 3 feet away from where I sleep.
Ew.
So I leave one side closed but not latched and learn to be comfortable with that. A couple of months ago.
Wait, hold on. Why? Because it just always pops open?
Yeah, this door in their new house always pops open and it creeps her out.
So she just leaves it like just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, wait.
Because, like, if you latch it, wouldn't it stay?
What, so I leave one side closed but not latched and learn to be comfortable with that. I think because if it were to open when you know you latched it, that's even scarier.
Oh, okay. Look, you're, like, playing your own mind games with yourself.
That would be what I would do. Be like, okay. Oh, I just didn't latch it, so of course it's open. It's fine. Okay. It's the wind.
So then if it happens, then there's a reasonable explanation.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. That's not how skeptics operate, but it's fine.
You don't think? I think that to not let myself be scared, I'd be like, it's surely.
No, I think I would end up, if it bugged me enough, I would take the hinges off of that door and I would get to the root cause of it, which would be a little spring that's somewhere in there.
I cannot imagine doing that. I'd be like,
again,
I'm haunted.
Because exactly. This is the problem I have, because you just fully embrace, must just be a haunting.
Yeah.
I love that. I couldn't imagine doing that. Like, that's so much effort.
Oh, plus, then it'd be even scarier because you're like, I've checked it. There's no way it's doing this.
No, you check it until you find out there is something. You put new doors on there. You figure it out. Eventually, you're going to be like, oh, that's what it is. There's a slope in the floor. Oh, anyway, go on.
All right, sure. Okay. So I leave one side closed but not latched and learn to be comfortable with that. A couple months ago, I noticed that even when I did this, I would wake up to noise in that closet.
Hmm.
Oh, no. And the
squirrels.
Door and the door open about 6 inches.
Hmm.
I would use my big girl grown-up brain and come up with the only logical explanation. The ghosts, or closet monster, are obviously awake, and I need to throw a pillow at the door to pretend to go back to sleep. That's it. That's it.
Love it, Lacey.
It started happening more and more. It started happening during the day, even with a pillow in front of the door. Every time I would go in my room, the door was open.
Hmm.
I was getting really freaked out until one day. Oh, no. Lacey.
I love it. Lacey, I love it.
That's the end of her. And then good night.
Stop.
That's it.
Aaron Taylor, read the rest of that.
Until one day while I was sorting laundry, my new cat walked up to the closet door and pulled it open. Oh, it's always a freaking cat.
Who was it that just asked? Somebody just said the other day, we need more stories where the
from
cat.
Jane.
Yeah, from Jane. But look at Lacey.
My
Lacey's
mortal
like,
enemy.
Lacey's got, I've got a good cat one too.
Oh my gosh. That's when I realized the door started opening a week after we got our sweet Noodles kitty.
Aw, Noodles, that's a cute name for a cat.
It was. He had a really great time in there playing with a pony trailer holder.
Oh, I love to play with those too.
Do you think maybe that's ponytail holder and it autocorrected to trailer? What's a pony trailer?
I don't know. I'm picturing so many different things at one time.
It's something that holds your pony trailer. It's not even a pony trailer. It's what holds it.
How big is this fucking closet? It's huge.
Oh, man. Okay, I think ponytail holder, though.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Oh, preferred pronoun. She, her. Lacey, you little jerk face. I was.
Now Aaron's like, you belonged in the spam for a reason, Lacey.
Maybe I did read it and I was like, trash. No, I'm
also,
kidding.
Also, do you think that she really meant, like, do you think she has our voices mixed up? She thought you would like that because you're the skeptic and I'm the believer?
Mm.
She said Aaron will really enjoy this. Or maybe because she
knows how much
you.
I hate when it's just a cat.
The Jane stories.
Oh, drives me crazy.
That's great. Jane, how you doing out there? I know it's Lacey's story and she gets all the credit, but where you been, lady? Right in.
Man.
Oh, that's hilarious because I do love when you all piss Aaron off.
Yeah. Do you remember that time that Jane wrote in basically the storyline for Breaking Dawn?
Oh, yeah.
And then tried to say that was her actual husband and daughter.
Hey. Stop getting, maybe that's why.
The more I think about it, the more I'm like, that was Twilight. That was just Twilight.
Jane, listen, don't let Aaron come at you like that.
I'm sorry, Jane.
Or I won't let Aaron come at you like
that. I'm
sorry,
Jane.
I bet that's why Jane has never written back. I think that was her last story because
Jane.
You came after.
Listen, just come, you know, you can take me.
Yeah, you really could. And I'd have your back.
I would
I've known her for
so
long enough.
Pitiful in a fight. I would just curl up in a little ball and be like, please stop.
Oh, no. See, I think I would go for the jugular every time.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I would like to one day just have
get
a chance
into a fight?
To try just to yeah. see what I would do.
Yeah.
But I really don't think it would be much.
Hmm. I mean, we could always start a bar fight somewhere. I really have been in a couple of those. Knocked glasses off of a girl one time.
I remember that.
Oh my gosh. Well, she was a bitch. And that is a really low blow. Like now looking back on it, I'm like, that's awful. That's like taking away someone's sense. You know, like to knock their glasses off. But also, don't be such a bitch. And I was like 20. No, she was awful. She was like accusing her boyfriend came in to the bar. And do we need to tell the story?
I don't remember.
You just said you remember that.
I mean, I remember you knocking the glasses off, but I don't remember the backstory. Was it something about Jennifer?
Yeah, like her. Yeah. Okay, so the girl, the glasses girl.
Yes.
She was like kind of stalking her ex-boyfriend. Okay. So she was like in a hoodie with her glasses on. Not even, she wasn't even, hoodie, I mean, it's, which is fine, but I mean, she wasn't there to go out. She was like sitting in the corner watching her ex to see what he does.
Cool, cool, cool.
Unbeknownst to us, her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend walks up and offers my friend a drink. Of course, my friend's like, sure, you know, he's good looking, whatever, we're at a bar. Well, then she decides, instead of confronting her ex-boyfriend when he goes to the bathroom, to confront my friend. And so here I am, I'm just like coming back with drinks for the table, and I see this girl like yelling at my sweet little friend Jennifer, who told me she used to fight in high school, but I really don't think she ever did. I could never imagine it. She was so sweet. And I walk up and she's like in Jennifer's face yelling. And so I walk up and I'm just like, oh, like at first it was very exciting. And I was like, let me just kind of like sit back and watch this.
Sure.
And then she two hand shoved Jennifer. Jennifer was like, look, I don't know him and I don't care to know him. I'm not invested. He offered me a drink. It was very nice. Like Jennifer was being very reasonable. Yeah. Anybody in their right mind would have been like, okay, well, please just don't. He's my boyfriend or he's whatever. And Jennifer would have been like, that's fine. But instead, she two hand pushed her, and my natural reaction was just awful. I just like swung but barely at her, just enough to tip those glasses right off her face and then make eye contact, like, now what are you gonna do now that you can't see me, bitch?
You're blind.
I mean, that's awful. Oh, and it, boy, did it piss her off. Yeah. But it nothing ever happened to me, because by that point my friend Amy came up and she is a little spitfire. She just
I wouldn't
took
mess with
right over. So I stepped back and let it all happen. I was like, this is great. Also, I was dating the bouncer and he had to throw me out. He walked up and he was like, Megan. And I was like, oh, look, I'm sorry. She started it. And he was like, well, I've got to throw you out. I was like, okay, well, be rough about it.
Oh, I'm so glad you told it. Be rough.
I mean, what's the point of dating a bouncer if you can't have a little fun with it? Anyway, boy, that was a blast from the past.
Oh, boy. So, point is, if you wear glasses, you're not safe around me.
Well, don't push my friends.
Okay.
That's it. That's the line. Everything is fair game at that point.
Right. When we get 500 Patreons, we'll go start a bar fight. Okay. And record it.
I do have to buy a haunted doll.
I know you do. Make it 500 because I don't think that'll ever happen. So
I should have done that. Because here's my thing. I don't care at all if somebody wants to send me a haunted doll. I really do not care. But when I go to spend money, even $5 on a haunted doll,
yeah,
it seems so ridiculous that every time, like Birdie has been sending me links, and I'm like, oh God. Okay, I guess I'm just going to have to, not that you're sending me links, that's not what's frustrating me, it's just the thought of spending any amount of my money on something that is haunted, and yes, I am using those quotation marks, I find ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't feel like you should have to spend money to get haunted. I feel like people should be giving that away.
Why would if you truly believed in things being haunted, why would anybody want that?
Because they want the experience.
Oh, well, that's just ridiculous. That's not, I mean, to me, that's not even you believe in things being haunted. That's like wishing for bad things to happen to you.
Yeah. And I don't want that. I don't wish that.
No, like love yourself a little more. Give yourself some self-care. Take yourself, go get a massage, pedicure. Yeah. I can think of a lot of things to spend this money on. A haunted doll that is not really haunted because it does not exist.
Right. No.
And like, who made it? Yeah, thank you for agreeing.
No, I don't agree.
And who made it haunted?
I don't know. The
like, did
spirit
somebody
that
put
was
like
over
a little
there.
Hex on it and like, oh, now it's a haunted doll.
Or like, there's like a spirit roaming around and they're like, there's a vessel. I can use
a vessel made out of plastic. Or I can't even. Anyway, here's the thing. You want to send me a haunted doll? You go right ahead.
I feel really bad that my not paying attention was just so evident right there, because I just tuned out for the last minute or so, and then I agreed, and I was like, whoa, tune back in, Aaron. I do believe haunted dolls. I do actually believe in that.
No, it's fine with me. I was like, so glad to have you on my
thinking
side.
Thinking about the breeze, and you, I was really kind of still thinking about that bouncer story, and if we ever had to
find anybody. Now look, don't picture too far into it.
I wasn't like in a weird way.
How rough he got with me.
I wasn't in a weird. It wasn't weird. I was just laughing about that and thought that was a really funny story. And my brain was not in this conversation anymore at all. Sometimes I get caught up in that.
Oh, that's
and
hilarious.
Whoopsie daisy.
Whoopsie daisy. You're back, though.
I'm back.
You feel like I should spend money on a haunted doll?
No, I don't feel like you should. Okay. I don't feel like anybody should spend money on a haunted doll, okay, because I feel like surely you can find one for free. Or like maybe like go to Goodwill. They can't be that expensive there.
Well, here's my thing. These people who are selling the haunted dolls.
Yeah, that's weird.
Aren't you skeptical of them?
I am skeptical
like
of them.
People should be like, Birdie, come on. I love you, Birdie. Be skeptical of people who are selling you things that are haunted. Because, A, why would anybody want to
put price up just because they're saying it's haunted?
And all they have to do is say it. Like, right now, those dumbbells, they are haunted.
Right.
If I put them on
Etsy.
They
do kind of feel haunted, actually.
Well, I mean, they hurt, right? So if I put them on Etsy or I put them on, you know, eBay or something, and I just put the word haunted on there and somebody buys them, that's a racket. That is like,
because then you could be like, oh, it's weird it didn't happen for you, but they definitely are haunted.
And listen, I'm a pretty good storyteller. I could make up a pretty wicked story about those dumbbells being like someone, my ex, whatever, blah, blah, make it sound horrible. He died tragically, and then all of a sudden they roll off the shelf. I could make you believe it. And I'm telling you right now, it would be fake.
Your ex would have been so skinny because those little dumbbells are like 2 and 5 pounders.
They were
they were my exes. They're the little ones that little old me is like, okay, I've got it. Hold on.
I didn't say how old my ex was. I'm just saying. I'm just saying I can paint a beautiful story if I need to. And a lot of people out there could do it. And with that ability, some people, not me, but some people would market that, and they could get you to give them their money. And that is awful.
Yeah. I think you should be skeptical of people trying to sell you stuff like that.
Yeah. Anytime money is involved, be skeptical, which is why I ain't buying a damn doll, even though I know I said I would. Birdie, I'm sorry. If anybody out there just has a free Goodwill scary looking doll around that they think is haunted and they'd like to send me into mail, I do not want anybody to go out there and spend money. Do not spend your own money, Birdie, I'm talking to you, on a doll to send to me. Not because I don't want one. Just, I feel like, Birdie, you got some haunted ones laying around there for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can send me one of yours and see if something happens. But I do not want anybody spending money on a haunted doll.
Yeah, we need to be sponsored by the haunted doll.
Sure. Yeah. Because they're legit. Oh, Lord. Anyway, okay, you ready for my story?
I kind of need another beer.
Yeah, me too. It's spring break.
Yeah, go get us one.
I'm so excited about my story tonight. It's from the lovely Chrissy.
Okay.
And I read, you know, was out there hustling a couple of weeks ago, found her story on Reddit, asked permission, crickets. I hear nothing back for a long time. So much so that I lost the story. Mm-hmm. Don't even know where it's at anymore. Then all of a sudden, Chrissy comes into my Reddit inbox, which I don't check often, and is so excited. Like, oh my gosh, yes, you can absolutely use this. I don't see the message.
Oh, no. The story.
No, I don't see this message. I don't see the message that she says that now I can, because I hardly ever get on Reddit unless I'm hustling.
Yeah.
So then, bless her heart, goes all the way to our Instagram, like figures out who we are, goes to Instagram, messages us there to let us know that she can't. But you know me, I don't go into Instagram. And it was in like one of those, like, you know, how they make you kind of sit in purgatory for a while until someone's like, sure, I will allow you to come in.
Yes.
So she sat in there for a while. And then finally I found it and I was like, oh my gosh. Well, then I sat in purgatory for a long time with her. So we were just missing each other. And then finally I thought, well, dang it, I need a story. So I reached out to her. I just took a chance, jumped onto Facebook, the good old Facebook, found her name on there, Sure enough, same picture. It's on Instagram. I got real lucky.
You got a little stalker. I love it.
I know. She and I are both stalking each other. It's great. We're bouncing around social medias. I'm like, well, she can do it. I can do it.
That's right. There you go.
So anyway, I found her and Facebook. That must be where we meet in the middle because she was right away. She responded right away and gave me permission to read the story from Reddit.
Awesome.
Okay, so she posts this on the, I don't know how Reddit works. I was going to say on the Reddit page, r/ghosts, like Reddit/ghosts.
Yeah.
Like why is, what's the R there for?
There's not another slash real. Our ghost real?
It says r/ghosts. That's the name of the, who knows? If you all know how to do Reddit. I don't either. Like, why would you put the R if it's just for Reddit? Because
I don't know.
There's only one
Reddit. On Reddit.
Exactly. So weird to me.
It's so weird.
Apparently, this is the ghost site that I'm on.
It's where every ghost story on Reddit ends up.
Every one of them. And here it is. So this is where Chrissy posted hers. Fine line between birth and death. I crossed over to the other side while in labor.
Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm. So okay. That's the title. You can see why instantly I was drawn.
I'm in.
Okay. I think this fits here to a degree, so I want to share my story. The backstory is that my mom's first baby was stillborn at full term.
Oh.
She was in active labor and experienced medical malpractice, and the baby died instead of being born alive via emergency C-section.
Oh, that's so horrible.
It's so awful.
Can you imagine going full term?
No, I can't imagine ever losing a child.
Right. I mean, at any stage, but like any that stage. Thought, you're like, I'm going home with a baby.
Ugh,
at that point, you're there.
Horrible.
That's awful.
This was roughly 10 years before I was born, and I always knew that there was a brother before me.
Aww.
Fast forward to me being almost 31 and in labor with my son at Mount Sinai East in Manhattan. I was about 18 hours in, 14 of those hours completely unmedicated because I was terrified of losing feeling in my legs. And that's the whole reason why I did too. My first, I did not have an epidural, and I was afraid of losing feeling.
Yeah.
Ugh. That is a terrifying feeling.
I fought so hard for you to have an epidural.
Yes, you did.
I was not a great person to be behind you.
And I told you specifically, I said, do not let me get an epidural. And you're like, I won't. And then like an hour in, you're like, she'll just take one now. It'll be fine. I was like, don't listen to her. Do not listen to her.
Yeah, well, it's fine. Whatever. I almost fought your little nurse.
I know you did. I love that little nurse. Mm-hmm. She did not let me have an epidural.
Now, listen, I just talked about how I wouldn't fight somebody. I really was like, I'm going to take you out back. Like, I was so mad. Because
she was following my orders, though.
But you were like, I think maybe I do want one. And she's like, no, you don't. You don't want it. And I was like,
she knew.
She said she wants one, bitch. And you will, if you don't give her one, I'll give her one.
Hey, but then she gave me that one, like, nice little cocktail. It just said, okay, but what I can do.
I think your memory of that day is a little bit more skewed than my memory of that day.
I'm sure it is. I had primal sounds coming out of me.
It's like PTSD from my end. It was.
I bet it was a hard time for you.
It was rough. And you get the beauty of forgetting a lot of it. And I don't. I remember every moment of that day. And I was like, help her. Help her.
She did help me. She helped me deliver a baby natural. Whew, was rough, though.
It was rough.
But you know what? When she said, now listen, what I can do is give you just a little, you know, it's just going to get you a little loopy. It's going to make you feel like you've had a couple of cocktails, maybe even some, she said, even a stiff martini. I was like, yep, that's what I want right there. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, it did get a little better after that.
It did. That was glorious. I was like, what is that drug? I never did find the name of that drug. Because let me tell you, I would take one of those right now.
If you're a nurse, we would
love. You know how we can get our hands on that, because that was mighty fun.
We're trying to get sober. Didn't you hear?
That's the way to do that.
Oh, that's great.
Sorry, Chrissy. We're back. To your story. My goodness. Okay, here we go. That's just what we do, Chrissy. I was terrified of losing feeling in my legs, but caved due to exhaustion. I woke up and told my doula that I was starting to feel numb, so she and my husband began massaging my legs, and I was sitting up, and we were all talking. Suddenly, I blink, and I'm in a restaurant near the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fully decked out in lights and Christmas decor, and there's a man sitting across from me at the table. I immediately know he's my brother, aged appropriately as if he were alive. I asked him what he was doing there, and he said, I came to see you.
Oh.
As fast as I left, I was back in the hospital room with my doula, just inches from my face, asking, where did you go? I was a bit in shock, and I told her that I was just in a restaurant with my brother, and she said, I knew it. I knew you left us. It was all kind of a blur after that. But once we got home and she came to see us, we discussed what happened, and she said it's not the first time one of her moms crossed over to the other side just before birth.
Oh my gosh. It was
one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had, and I'm so thankful for the memory of my brother and who he would have been.
Oh, that gave me chills.
I know.
That is beautiful.
Wasn't that a beautiful story? I mean, the idea that she got to see what her brother would be like.
Right, like not like a little baby.
Right, right.
Like he's been there her whole life.
The whole time.
Like he's right on that other side of the veil.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm here. I'm just watching
you. And see, to me, it's not the veil. To me, and I don't know why. I really don't know why this is, Christy. But to me, it makes more sense that it's some sort of like parallel, like sliding glass door universe that like she slipped into suddenly.
Yeah.
I don't know why that makes more sense to me, because it shouldn't. But for me, that's what my mind went to, was that like all of a sudden in that moment, her brother in another universe survived.
Yeah.
And like they were just sitting there having dinner. And like maybe in that split second, she wasn't even having a baby. She was just eating dinner with her brother.
Yeah. I like that theory, except that when she said, what are you doing here? And he said, I came here to see you.
Yeah. Like maybe he was just in town. Like, I came here to see you. Like in that moment. And then it's almost like, why are you asking me?
I feel like, okay, this has just given me a whole outlook on what I feel like the afterlife must be like.
Hmm.
I feel like you get to pick, like, this is where I'm going to, like, this is what my setting is going to look like for me.
So, like, mom's in a Red Lobster for the rest of her life?
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't she be in a Red Lobster?
Would be thrilled.
Well, I was thinking, like, I wonder what her brother's, like, favorite restaurant would have been.
Right, right. Because
mom would have, it would definitely have been Red Lobster.
It would have been Red Lobster for sure.
Which is so funny.
Or what's that one place she loved going to? Like, not Cancun, but it was, like, the Cayman Islands. Man, she loved.
Megan's Bay. She always talked about going to Megan's Bay.
Yeah, I just feel like.
Where she told our friend Emily about how our dad, the first time she ever met my very, like started off my friend, our very like conservative, kind of like very mild mannered, reserved. That's a good word.
Not conservative. Reserved.
Not at all conservative. Very liberal, but reserved. She is a very reserved individual. And our mother meets her and is like, I don't even know how they jumped to this conversation, but decides to tell our friend Emily about the time that my dad came on to her and they had sex on a cliff at Megan's Bay at a derby party. Why would you tell
that
story?
She told her that at a derby party.
She told that to my friend at our derby party. This was not that long ago either.
I know.
Like, so you've got like an elderly woman. Like, oh, hi, Emily. So, yes, how do you know my daughter, Megan? You know, her name always reminds me of that one time. Like, why would you ever go there, Diana Clem?
Oh, man.
She was a nut.
Yeah. Mom, I think I get this from mom. Like, if somebody else... I need like a very strong personality to guide the conversation. Mm-hmm. And then I'm great with like putting things in.
Sure.
But I'm not the leader of the conversation. And when...
That's a good way to put it.
When
left your own devices.
I make it weird too. And I'm like, what? Stop. Like I'll be in my head going...
How did we get here?
What? Stop saying the story. But I'm like, well, I'm already in it. And I have to keep going. I don't think mom's mental story was also saying you should stop telling the story.
Right.
I don't think she was ever
She never had that. She was like, oh, they'll love it.
But I do think I get that from her, where I'm like, you want to hear something weird to fill the silence?
No, you don't. I know. And sweet Emily was like, oh, I met your mom. And I was like, you did? I was like, oh, I've been telling her how much I love you. She's like, yeah, she's hilarious. I'm like, isn't she funny? She's like, yeah, she just got done telling me about how her and your dad had sex. I was like, whoa. Oh. are you kidding me right now? She's like, yeah, it was a little awkward, but funny. And I was like, Emily.
What do you say to that?
Yeah. But what
could, how do you react?
What would Emily have said to that? Oh, like, I bet she just kind of giggled and thought, like, why are you telling me this? This is a lot of information.
Slowly backed away while keeping eye contact.
Hey, would you like a cocktail, Diana? I'll go get you one.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. So funny. Anyway, I'm so sorry. So your idea is now that they would be in a restaurant of their favorite?
No, just like, I want to be somewhere where I'm comfortable. And okay. Maybe he's like, I always, you know, like, well, not always because he died.
Yeah, he was an infant.
Stillborn. But like as, I don't know, as he's following her around, maybe he's like, well, I like this setting. Like, I get to see different people come in and out. Mm-hmm. They're coming to visit me. Or like, maybe that's like his visiting room. He's like, I know she might come pop in. I'm going to sit here at this table.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, that's a lovely thought. I would also say, like, a parallel universe.
Okay.
B, yeah. I'd imagine if Chrissy knew the story of her brother, which it sounds like she did.
Yeah.
That the idea of childbirth probably had a lot of anxiety with it.
Yeah.
And so with that, like, a lot of those emotions and constant imagination around maybe what her brother would have been, what it was like for her mother during that time, all of those things would, I mean, that would take up a lot of space in your head.
Yeah.
For many, many years. So I would imagine that would be a triggering time when you yourself are going through childbirth, and then to have that, you know, manifest in your mind in a way that you didn't really see coming.
Yeah.
And now it's just a picture of what you would imagine. And I'm sure, you know, like, I don't know, I've never lost a sibling, but I would imagine as you grow, you imagine, you know, parallel lives. Like, what do they look like? I now look like this. What would they have looked like? So then like that image comes in, but that's like the very skeptical side of me. The, which, you know, is very prominent because otherwise we wouldn't have a podcast.
Yeah.
But that's like the most logical explanation that I can think of. But at the same time, I love the idea of like a parallel plane out there existing where, you know, a whole different world happened.
So close. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, a whole different life happened. And, like, he existed and
But they could be survived. Like a blink away if you...
Sure, like a blink away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. That's an amazing story. Either way.
Yeah, it is amazing. I don't know. That's really weird. That's really, really interesting. I'm going to think... I can tell that that's a story I'm going to think about.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For a long time. Absolutely.
Because it, like, really does kind of shape the way you think about things.
Yeah, it does. And like, the doula...
Like seeing
noticing
it.
That she's gone, like saying, like, where did you go?
Right.
Like you like that doula was so in tune with her. It wasn't just like she's taking a deep breath and she's like trying to relax herself. The doula's like, you slipped out of like consciousness there for a minute.
And you can just picture that doula going home to like their partner and being like, it happened again.
It happened again. Ooh, we need doula stories.
Oh yeah. That'd be great.
All of those stories. So Chrissy, if you still know your doula, let her know. We would love to hear more of those stories. I mean, that's just fascinating. And then that time, you're right. I don't remember. I remember like bits and pieces, almost like watching a movie.
Yeah.
Like I can remember parts of what happened that day.
Yeah.
But that is such, I mean, you're bringing a life into this world.
Yeah, it's a big day.
It's a very big day. And no days.
I remember all those days really, really, like, incredibly, probably clearer than any other day in my life.
Well, but you had epidurals for every one of them, right?
I did have epidurals, yeah.
Right. And so, when you don't and you're in that much pain, there's only survival. Like, it's like, that's the only thing you can focus on. I do remember, but really, I don't really remember. I just remember you all telling me that how you all were freezing and I was so hot.
I've never been that cold in my life.
And all I can remember is how hot that day was. Like, I was sweating profusely.
We have a picture of Mom and our other sister and me, and we are under every article, like, extra blankets, extra sweaters piled on, and we were like, my teeth were chattering. And you were like, it is so hot in here. I'm like, I will, like, lay on top of you because I couldn't be colder than like an ice pack in the freezer. I'm so cold right now. We were frozen and your whole face was bright red. Oh my gosh.
It was so hot. That's what I remember, being so hot that day.
And then you pushed him out and he looked like a cone head. I mean, he looked like The SNL skit Cone
Erin
Heads.
Also had only had C-sections, so she had never seen a baby come out vaginally where their head gets squeezed.
I had all three of mine, but then and still, no. I thought, oh my gosh, that poor little baby's going to have such a hard life. I'm going to love him so hard that he never knows he's different. That was my whole thought. I thought, I love him so much. And he's so weird looking, and that's okay.
And it's okay. I'll still love him.
I'll love him so much.
And you lied to me. You're like, he's beautiful.
I did. I was like, oh, she can never see him. Like, I was kind of thinking, like, how do I stop her from seeing him?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. It's like those horror movies.
Yeah.
When the baby comes out and it's like so scary. Like those movies, I don't know why, but they always get to me so bad.
Yeah.
Because it's like that would be the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah.
If you gave birth, it came out of your baby, but it was body. But it was like a demon.
Yeah.
Or it was like so just not even human.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
For sure. Yeah. It was really crazy. And I should state that. I don't know. It was like 6 a.m. by the time this baby finally got there. So I was on very little sleep for that day.
And she was so cold, you all.
Oh, so cold. Really, it was a really hard day for me.
She had really gone through the ringer. I mean, she had to watch a movie, River Wild.
Best part of that day. Oh, no, I mean, other than the baby. Best part of that first day before midnight.
Oh, my gosh. I just remember like thinking, holy shit, what did I just go through? And I barely know this man. Like, is he still going to find me attractive?
We were
just kind of dating.
Yeah.
That and movie, I had his baby.
We're all sitting there and that movie came on TV and James was like, oh, I've never seen this. And all of the women from the cleanse were like, you've never seen this. We're
what
watching
is
it.
Wrong with you?
Get in here. And like, we all abandoned you to watch. And I don't regret it. It's such a good movie.
It is such a good movie. I don't blame you either.
I'd say it's one of my top three favorite movies.
Oh, it's a great one. I'd watch it right now.
I would watch it. In fact, let's end this thing.
Yeah, let's hurry up and let's go watch it. It's great.
Oh, man. Well, Chrissy, thank you so much for that story. It is so, so interesting and beautiful. And I'm glad you got a visit. And I love that story.
Yes, very well written. And
yeah,
what a beautiful story to end on.
For sure.
Okay, so that means we are up for our fan favorite. Tonight's fan favorite is the lovely Jolene.
Jolene, you sure she hasn't been one already? I've already sang the song once for her.
Oh, did you really?
But maybe she wrote a story in?
No, hold on.
Did you know that Jolene is from Dolly Parton, just meeting a little girl? And she was like, we signed this autograph. My name's Jolene. And she's like, I'm going to write a song.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Dolly Parton's so amazing.
I know.
I also saw where she talked about Beyonce. You know, because you always wonder, like, I wonder what. Have you heard Beyonce's version of Jolene?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's pretty funny. It's like, no, not on my watch, bitch. You're not going to come to. No, I just spit all over your microphone.
It's your microphone.
It's mine. Well, then I'll spit all over it all I want. Dolly Parton says, wow, I just heard Jolene. Beyonce is giving that girl some trouble, and she deserves it. Like talking about Jolene deserving trouble. Trouble as in like treble, like the sound.
Oh, treble.
Treble, but she deserves it. Like, she deserves all the trouble she's going to get. Jolene.
I like it.
You get it?
Yeah, I get
it. In other words, she's like, it's a good version. I feel like you don't get it.
I get it.
I feel like it's Dolly Parton's way of saying, like, I okay this.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay.
Dolly Parton, she approves it all. She's the best.
Yeah, she's the best. She's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, now I'm just like worried that Jolene's already been, and that might be why she didn't understand when I said, that's awesome, you're my fan favorite, this recording, and she didn't respond back.
Go for it. Let's go for it and just say.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to pretend like I've never done Jolene before.
Okay.
And let's see if anybody calls me out. Let's see how many people listen to this.
They're not going to skip it.
Segment that you love so much. You make me do it every week. So this week's fan favorite is none other than the lovely Jolene.
Oh, Jolene, please don't take my man.
Yeah, but if you do, you won't if you're Beyonce.
Oh, but if she does, they're already Canadian. Maybe you should take my man.
Oh, they would be the perfect little match. Oh, so
I mean,
cute.
I'd be sad about it, but.
Oh, too funny.
I'm not going to get in the way of true love.
Right. I mean, they're kind of born to, they're meant to be. Okay, no, so Jolene is our fan favorite this week, and she said, hello, I'm so honored. Thank you. I look forward to listening every week. I'm a hospice nurse. Our organizations often rely heavily on community support and donations. Support a local hospice, please.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and I'll look one up right now.
I didn't know that they ran on that, like that they ran on local support from people. I just thought that was
part of
healthcare.
Yep, I didn't either. You would think it should be. But
absolutely should be, because that's an incredibly important job. We know.
Also incredibly hard to spell. Why is it spelled? Hospirus. Like, it's spelled H-O-S. I already know this. I've known this for a long time. I'm just saying, every time I see that word, I'm like, that does not make sense that that's how that would be spelled. So we are going to throw out there hospice health. See, now I just want to keep pronouncing the R.
And I think hospice and hospice are a little bit different. Like, hospice care is the actual thing of doing it. Hospice is like, I think hospice might be a verb and hospice is like an adjective.
Okay, we'll take all that out then. Hold on.
Also, if that is true, I'm not taking those out. That is so cool. That I knew that.
Well, yeah, but are you really going to look that up?
I don't know. I might put it in bloopers at best case scenario. I'm very impressed.
Oh, look. More people have researched this. It says hospice versus hospice. You ready?
Yes.
Hospice versus hospice. They are similar in sound, but different in meaning. Hospice is a type of care, whereas hospice provides hospice.
That's what I said. Is that not what I said?
I know that's why I'm like waiting for you to respond.
Keeping
like
this,
you are a genius.
In the main feed. Do you ever just get so excited with how smart you are?
It happens rarely. And I'm going to be honest. Rarely do I shock myself. Huh. And not because I'm so smart that I'm like, I already knew I was so smart. Because rarely those smart moments happen. But when they do, sure. I'm like, wow, how did I retain that information for so long?
Yeah. Love it. I'm really proud of myself. It's staying in.
Uh-huh. It says hospice is the primary type of care that hospice health provides. There you go.
Yes.
Smart lady. Okay, so we'll throw out there, we will promote hospice health. It's on Dutchman's Lane here in Louisville, Kentucky. And that's at hospicehealth.org.
And that's probably, I bet if you type that in wherever you are, you're going to find your local hospice.
There you go. Because Erin's the genius tonight. She can just put all the things together.
I didn't want to say it, but if you're going to, I won't stop you.
but seriously, Jolene, thank you so much for bringing awareness to such a wonderful cause. I don't know how people do it, but I think that it is beautiful. And what a, you know, it's kind of like a beautiful night for like these stories to come full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you to our story submitters and thank you to our fan favorite. You guys are the best. Well, you're all the best. Thank you for listening. We love you guys.
Every one of you. And I mean you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't think I'm not looking at you.
They know who they're talking. They know I'm talking to them.
That's right. If you all would like to check out our website, you can go to myskepticalsister.com and you can write in directly there. You can find our merch. You can find our P.O. box. You can find, you know, whatever you're interested in there. Find out where to listen. I'm also going to talk to Megan on the porch here when we have our next beer.
Yes, I was so hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Of course, love it. It's spring break. About a possible t-shirt idea. I'm going to run it by you.
I thought you said a teacher idea. I was like, oh, hell.
No, we're off work this week.
All the time.
Well, girl,
a t-shirt idea. Interesting.
Yes. And so, Julie, get ready. I'm going to hit you up. Talking to you soon, too. So, you know, keep checking out our website to see if that's coming. And you can write us in at myskepticalsister@gmail.com. You can follow us on our socials. Facebook is where we're most active. We're also on Instagram. We're on TikTok. Don't follow us there. And let's see. You can rate, review, subscribe like Todd just did. Todd, by the way, mentioned that we nailed it. He said we did a great job reading it. He was laughing. He loved it.
That's great.
Yes. It's always, you know, we know what we are. So it's always kind of like, is this okay? Did you like what we did? Are you cool with
it? I hope we didn't go too far.
Right.
Did I come on to Todd? Chances are I probably did. I'm so sorry if I did.
You talked about getting in a hot tub, but that was more with the English guy.
Oh, that was with Jeff. Yeah, I wonder how he felt.
Oh, goodness. Who knows? You just never know.
we will know if he shows up on my doorstep one night.
With trunks. Swimming trunks. or none at all.
Or his wife shows up and she's like pissed at me.
Either way. Wearing glasses. Oh, no.
Oh, it will go down. Girl, it will go down. That's my move. Oh, I'm about to take care of those glasses wearing bitches.
I am. Oh, glasses wearing bitch. So I am nervous.
I know exactly. I've already pictured it.
Oh, goodness. You can, let's see. We said rate. We said review. You can write in. Tell your friends about us. You know, get the word out there. All right. And we love you all. And we'll talk to you next week.
Po Mary.
La, 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 la.
Hey, Rue, I noticed you did not call me out for how many times I looked away from the microphone last week. And I think that's because I called you out for calling me out for banging the microphone with my big old titties. But here's the thing. You can call me out all the time. I really don't care. I'm just teasing you. I hope you know that.
Here's the bigger thing. Rue is not doing this episode.
Oh, well, damn it. All that for... Well, put it in the blooper so that Rue can hear it.
I'll send her this set clip.
Okay. Because, Rue, you really can call me out anytime you'd like to. Okay. And I'll listen. I'm trying harder to not move away from the mic tonight.
Could you hear it?
I could hear it, like when I turned to get those hamster things.
Yeah.
And then there were a couple times I turned like see if they were still there. And I was like, stop doing that, Megan.
Yeah. I like when you hear it because then it makes me feel less bad about when I tell you.
Oh, I mean, if we could all be as perfect as Aaron and Rue.
Yep. That's what I always say.
Except for this damn baby blanket that's a little too short.
You're a little too short. Mm-hmm. Hear me.
I mean, that's the point. I'm so short. Imagine a long person with
a baby blanket. Not for a
There's
long
no
person.
More babies anymore. No more babies in this house.
I don't even know why it's out. So it's not even here.
Well, I don't know, but it is. And it's the only thing I can use right now.
Oh, my word.
Our fan favorite. Hold on 1 second.
You said that like... Green Acres is the place to be.
Well, that's
Farm
weird.
Farm Living is the life for me.
It's my favorite show. Oh, it definitely is not my favorite show. Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we grew up watching that. Okay, I can remember watching that all the time. Was that on Nickelodeon?
It's on Nick at Night.
Weird, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I think it was before
before shit went down.
Yeah.